在线英语听力室 ,teamroom.com, 欢迎您。
Hello everyone, this is Harp and Maura with the Catchword Podcast at culips.com. That's culips.com. And the Catchword Podcast is where we look at one word and we talk about how we use it and also look at similar words with the same meanings.
Yes, we look at different synonyms for the same word.
Yes. If you want to learn more about this episode, go to our website and click on Lip Service, where you'll have the transcripts and other explanations.
Exactly. So what is today's word?
Today's word is whistleblower.
What does this mean?
A whistleblower is someone who tells usually the media or the authorities like the police that a large corporation or a company is doing something wrong or illegal.
Exactly. So a whistleblower blows the whistle on someone. So the literal definition would be when you blow a whistle, you call attention to something. In this case, obviously, something bad.
Right.
When you say whistleblower, you're calling attention to something negative.
What's that movie with the whistleblower?
I think Aaron Brockovich?
Right. Yeah. That one came out a few years ago.
Exactly. That's a really good one. That one's with Julia Roberts, and it's basically she takes on a big corporation who is doing a lot of environmental damage, and they're ruining the health of a small community, and they're not taking responsibility.
Right.
So she blows the whistle on what the company is doing. She exposes the company.
Right. And usually being a whistleblower is not easy because a lot of people are being quiet about it and they don't want to get in trouble or lose their job. And there's one or two people who are blowing the whistle on the company.
Definitely. I say it takes a lot of strength of character to be a whistleblower.
For sure.
Yeah.
And we also have...Another expression with a similar meaning, but this time not so serious.
Definitely not so serious.
Right, no companies.
No, more for children. So this expression is tattletale.
Right. So were you a tattletale when you were younger?
Maybe a little bit.
So a tattletale is when you usually always tell your mom or dad or a teacher...that someone else is doing something wrong.
Exactly. So an example of this could be, Mom, Serby pulled my hair. Or, Mom, my sister did this wrong.
Right. So Harp's sister would probably say that she is a big tattletale.
Definitely. And for children, it's a negative thing to be called because...When you're a tattletale, you can't have many friends
because
children are always doing things wrong.
Exactly.
And the bad
getting into trouble. Right. So when someone is a tattletale, they tell on people.
Exactly. But they tell on people to someone who has authority.
Right.
You don't tell on someone to your friends, really.
Right.
More to a boss or to a teacher or to, I don't know, a police officer, but maybe not.
So we say to tell on. For example...If you cheated on a test and a classmate tells on you to the teacher, right?
Exactly. Definitely. Now, a different way of saying this is to rat on someone.
Yeah.
So to be a rat.
So a rat is not a very popular animal, kind of sneaky, can't trust them, right? So to rat on someone is to tell them. Let's look at an example.
Today...I called in sick to work.
Oh, yeah?
But I wasn't sick.
That's nice. Enjoyed the day off.
I went and played golf, but I saw a coworker there, and he ratted on me. He told my boss.
That's very nice.
This is just a joke. I don't play golf.
But in that case, you're right. Your coworker ratted on you.
Exactly.
So if we also wanted to just be very direct, we would say...You told your boss or you told the media that they were doing something wrong.
Exactly. And that's about it for this expression.
Yeah.
Whistleblower.
So we'll end it there, reminding you that whistleblowing was for something more serious, like involving a big company doing something illegal.
With Tattletale being something less serious, more for children.
Mm-hmm.
And with ratting on someone or telling on someone to be kind of in the middle.
Mm-hmm. And that's it for today. So we'll see you next time with the Catchword podcast, Aculips. This has been Maura
and Harp.
See you next time.
Bye, everyone.